Caitlyn Jenner came to my, I had a Friendsgiving, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'll say this, and I don't know if this reaches Caitlyn, and if it does, God bless. But to say that Caitlyn is a masculine person would be maybe the understatement of the year. Caitlyn walks in the house, first of all.
Wait, Caitlyn Jenner came to your...
She comes with her girlfriend. Her girlfriend is a trans...
Wait, see, your Thanksgiving.
Yeah, to my Thanksgiving. Friendsgiving. I invited you to, but you know, no one's in LA. Everyone, I get it.
Damn, you
could have told me...
Well, that's why I wanted you to come.
You could have told me they were coming. Well, I would have been there.
This is great. So she comes with her girlfriend. Her girlfriend is a trans MAGA influencer. Okay? So this is my dream. This is perfect for me. This is all I want. The whole party, everyone else. I love Andrew Santino and everybody, but it's about this.
Yeah.
It wasn't about anything else.
For sure.
So she walks in, by the way, she walks in like 15 minutes after the supposed it starts. No one's there yet. There's like three weird people that I barely know. And then Caitlyn Jenner walks in. She walks in. She's like 6'4", built like a brick shit house. Walks in. She's, you know, a specimen, right?
Yeah.
She walks in, she shakes my hand. I go, "You're really punctual." She goes, "And I taught my kids how to be punctual too. They're all punctual." And it's like the most dad thing to say ever. And then she like shakes my hand. I'm like, yeah. So like we give her a drink and like you just like then like more people start to come. Maybe there's like 20 people there now. And then she's just talking about how no one's patriotic anymore in America.
Awesome.
And how like, so she's standing in the middle of my kitchen showing people pictures of her plane and going, "Nobody's patriotic anymore. You know, when I won those gold medals," she goes, "people were cheering for me, but they were also cheering for America."
Yeah.
"Nobody's fucking patriotic." And then it's, she's surrounded by LA godless scum, you know, who have to swallow this message. And like some of them are agreeing. And her trans MAGA influencer girlfriend starts going like, you know, it's kind of a low voice, but she's like, she goes, "Well," she goes,
kind of a low voice,
"well," she goes, "well, I think that one of the real problems with this country is that nobody appreciates it for how good it is." And I'm like, yeah, you know, and we're just rah, rah. And it's just, it's the craziest.
I mean,
moment.
I like that you did have LA people there that had to be like, "They're famous. I have to listen to what they're saying."
You have to listen to what they say.
Yeah.
You have to listen to what they're saying.
I mean, those are funny. That's a powerful couple.
That's, awesome. By the way,
trans MAGA.
It's awesome. The best couple.
Got the shivers.
It's my favorite couple in LA. Nobody does it better than those two.
Yeah.
Nobody.
That's awesome.
I love them both. And I want to get dinner with them and I want to be part, whatever that is, like that whole trans MAGA.
Oh yeah,
I have my own plane movement,
dude.
Get me into that.
You're doing like gonzo journalism. You're like ingratiating yourself with the freaks.
Well, it's just a fun when you hear just, you see these two women and then they're talking like, and they're going, "The problem with America is no one's patriotic." It's really beautiful. It's like a beautiful
thing. It is.
You know,
it is like a bunch of things just coalescing.
That's the higher level.
Just coalescing into
it's
one.
A
black
high
black
level.
MAGA. Black MAGA gets me fired up. Trans True. MAGA might be
fuck trans MAGA.
That's
fuck.
The peak.
That's the top. That's the top you're gonna get.
Yeah, I'll pass out if I watch enough trans MAGA. I just fucking lose consciousness.
Here's how strong MAGA is. This is what I think about trans MAGA.
I go through
which is
fucking
great.
G-force in a simulator.
You're stuck to the couch. It's so powerful. It shows MAGA is so powerful that like it won't be stopped.
It can't be stopped. Dude, like, get in the MAGA rappers.
It will eventually reach everyone. That's what's great about it. It's just reaching everyone. There will be non-binary MAGA eventually. Like you'll just see a fat gender like non-conforming weirdo with blue hair, and then they'll just put on that hat. It's just like, oh, it's like COVID. It's like you'll get it. You're gonna get it.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about how you're gonna get it.
Yeah.
You don't have to analyze it. You're gonna get it.
You can tell everyone it's fake.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You're gonna get it.
You're gonna get it.
Like, I'm so embarrassed. I did everything I could to prevent myself.
I tried so hard.
I've been in my apartment for 2 weeks.
Yes.
I've been wearing this hat for two straight fucking weeks.
those aerosol droplets.
I woke up one day and there was a hat. I just was wearing a red hat.
And she's great about Caitlyn Jenner. She was like, she said, I'm against gay marriage. Was at a party?
Guys had some good ideas.
She's against gay marriage. She goes, I'm an old-fashioned girl. I'm against gay marriage. When she came out against gay marriage, I couldn't love a person more.
I'm an old-fashioned
girl. I couldn't love, when she said I'm an old-fashioned girl, I don't want gays getting married. I could not love. I remember I had rented a house. And I was on the beach, like we were in Malibu, we rented it for like 2 days and I was there and I was just like, I read that article and I know that she's in the area. She like lives in Malibu somewhere. And I just like looked out. I'm like, yeah, I don't know where here. She is.
You can feel her presence.
But I just love her so much for saying that. Just going, I'm an old fashioned girl. And, you know, yeah. I just don't want queers getting married. She goes. Like, she goes to a country club. She still kills it on the course.
Fuck.
Still plays great golf.
That's awesome. Yeah, she's probably hitting. She's probably shooting like a 70.
Yeah.
She's probably nasty.
Yeah. I think Caitlin made a presidential bid, or no, governor of California.
Governor of California.
It's got to come.
There's a great thing. There's. She's in like a little car. And then, like, she's going down some crazy parade route. And then someone just yells at her, like, Madam Governor. And then she just raises her hand. But here's the thing. I was following her gubernatorial campaign, and I was going to contribute.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go to whatever. I'm like, whatever events there are to this, I'll pay any amount of money to just go to this. Let me just witness this, like up close. Like I don't care if I die broke. Let me get near whatever, like brain trust is in a room with her. Like, you know that documentary about Clinton's first campaign? It's like a famous documentary, like James Carville and Stephanopoulos. I forget what it's called. I think it's called The War Room, where they're all like working out like the positions and like what he's going to say. I'm like, let me get in that. With Caitlyn Jenner, please. And then she left. This is what sucks about California. She gave up to be a contestant on Celebrity Big Brother. I'm like, you don't really care about the future of California if you're just going to leave to be a contestant
on Celebrity Big Brother.
I'm like, you don't need any more money. You're already one of the most famous people in the world. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's a weird move.
Well,
although
add it to the list. I mean,
what the fuck? It's a bunch of weird moves.
True.
I'll support.
Never let him guess your next move, dude.
Never let him guess.
I still believe.
It's unpredictable.
I still believe big time. And seeing her at the party.
She was running too early. She was 4 years too early.
She was four years too early.
Next run, there's going to be, like we said, there's more of that trickle down. MAGA, it's hitting everybody.
Yeah, no, she's
gonna have some support. People are gonna be very confused.
I think that is the future.
Yeah,
I think trans MAGA is the future of America.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just
it is.
There's just the, you know,
it's just truly getting into whatever you want to get into.
It's
no self-filter.
It's really riding the rails.
I'll say this. Yeah. I don't even like when I'm playing an online video game and somebody puts their character in a dress.
True.
If I'm playing Call of Duty and somebody's dressed not like a soldier, I'm like, fuck this game. So now we got a whole, all right, whatever.
Yeah. But then I think that person's in a dress.
Yeah.
And a devout follower of Donald Trump. Yeah, then there's something about it.
I totally agree. That's where it switches a little.
There is something about it where you go, this is kind of nice. You know? Because you know all the bullshit. The annoying things about trans people go away if they're MAGA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and the annoying things about MAGA people almost go away if they're trans.
Of course.
True.
Because MAGA people get a little annoying, but if they're trans, that probably tempers that. So we might have found the perfect person.
Yes.
Yeah, they're like wizards on the battlefield of the culture war.
They are.
Nothing can touch them. Yeah.
Nothing can touch them.
I like the idea of keeping, because I know we always blame like Russia and China for all of our.
Everything.
All of our cultural problems. Yes. Were like, those are Russian bots producing BLM.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet Russia and China are sitting back and watching America like,
what
the fuck? No, they
have no idea. Russia's like an old society.
They must be so confused.
They have no idea the things that we get into here. They're so confused. They're confused to learn that they started it all.
When we invaded, we're not invaded, when we helped support Ukraine, they must have been like, what? And then with Gaza and Israel, they're like, what side are they going to be on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, just everything we do, they must be like,
yeah.
Kanye coming. I mean, they must have got reports of Kanye on Alex Jones.
Did you give like a Russian intelligence briefing?
Yeah.
Briefing Putin. They're like, this guy going full Nazi.
They're like, what the fuck?
Because they have to study that. They have to see like where we are at any given time. So they're like, the biggest celebrity in America is about to endorse Adolf Hitler. And then Putin's like, well, they're not going to care that the Ukraine has SS tattoos. They don't give a shit. No, the Russian cultural briefing on what's going on in America has to be chaotic, crazy thing.
It must have started funny.
Yeah.
Like the first couple of years, they must have been like, America, this is funny. And then now everybody's like... This is the week.